their hearts are hardened and their hearts are blind, so they do not know that these things are bad.
所以他心里想要什么，他就去做什么了。
So whatever they desire, they will pursue.
所以他才说贪行种种的污秽，其实就是跟刚才彼得前书四章这里所讲的是一样的。
And so they are greedy with all kinds of uncleanness.
那个保罗他为什么会特别强调这一件事，是外邦人他是怎样行事，我们今天绝对不能够再跟他们一样。So
why does Apostle Paul stress this and warn us not to be like them?
因为他在以弗所书第四章的时候，他强调我们今天在主耶稣基督的身体里面，我们是耶稣的肢体啊，那我们一定要有生命的更新。
Because he stressed that now that we are a part of the church, we are part of Christ's body. So our lives should be renewing.
教会是耶稣的身体，是一个身体。
The church is the body of Christ, and there is only one body of Christ.
那个这个教会里面的这些各肢体一定要合一。那合一，它就有这个要点，就是第一节，叫第。 六节第七节那里所说的这个七个一，
And so the bodies have to join in one, and the key joining in one rests in the seven ones.
有这个合一做基础之后呢，接下来说这些人哦，教会里面这些弟兄姐妹一定要同心合意。
And once they all have this teaching as a foundation, then the will of the members in church will be one.
那这个同心合意是要怎样同心，要合什么意？
And so how do we come in one and have the same will?
所以他在第十三节那里特别讲到说，要在真道上合一，道理上要一样。
In 13, verse 13, it says we should have unity of the faith.
然后在第十四节的地方，
In 14,
第十四节说， 我们不会去中了别人的这个诡计、欺骗的法术，然后被这些异教的风摇来摇动，随从各样的异端。就是说，我们在这个观念上，在做对事情的看法上也是一致的。And
so in verse 14, our mentalities are in unity. We will not be tricked by the craftiness or the deceit of others.
当我们在正道上有基础以后，我们就知道说这个异端是不对，我们就能够分别什么是对的，什么是不合真理的。When
we are founded in the truth, then we can discern what is heresy and what is wrong from right.
那这个正道上如果合一呢，其实也就是说像长大成人一样。And
so once we are united in the truth, then it's like a grown child that has grown and become a man.
那要让这个整个教会合一啊，你看这个主耶稣基督他特别在教会里面设立了各种不一样的职分的人。And
so in order that the church may achieve unity, he had appointed various different kinds of roles in the church.
哦，所以你看他这个他这个这一段圣经在讲很多重要道理。
So this piece of passage talks about many important teachings.
然后，这个在正道上合一，在观念上也能够一致以后，如果看第十五节。
So once we are united in the truth and in the faith, then let's read verse 15.
第十五节说，用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，怜悯元首基督。
Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head.
你看，我们现在都连在耶稣基督身上，爱心说诚实话，所以基本上都是讲的都是真理啊。Now
that we are attached to Jesus, whatever we say, it is the truth.
我们的信仰本身，我们的那个行做出来的方式一致的。And
in our faith and whatever we do and perform, we will be in unity.
因为我们都是连在主耶稣基督，以主耶稣基督为主，为我们的头。
Because we deem Christ as our Lord and as our head.
这是信仰上合一。This
is unity in the faith.
然后在第十六节特别提到说，你看这个全身要靠耶稣基督联络的合适，百职各按各节照着身体的功用彼此相助，然后让这个身体增长在爱中建立自己。Verse
16, from whom the whole body joined and knitted together, what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
这里在讲到那个弟兄姐妹之中有彼此有联系。
So the brothers and sisters are interconnected.
你看，就好像有一个很好的组织，可以互相的联络，然后在各样工作上都可以互相的支援，然后每一件事情都有人做得很好。这个就是一种教会里面的组织系统。
And it is well organized and well connected. Every member they have an appointed role and they achieve it very efficiently and very complete.
每个人按着从神领受的这个恩赐呢，能够彼此相助。
And according to the gift each received from God, they may support each other.
所以并不是说谁管谁的问题。
It is not a matter of who rules over another.
而是像一个身体一样，大家都是为了这个身体互相帮助，所以手跟脚功用不一样，所以不能够说我比较重要，那脚就不重要。
So
不会这样走。
So the difference is in their, they are different in their gifts and their roles. They cannot compare with each other for their gifts are different.
所以目标就是让这整个身体能够增长、长大。
So the purpose is so that the body may grow.
那这个就是都一直在讲教会本身它要发挥的功能，然后我们应该怎么样让教会成长。
And so it talks about the function of the church and how we can allow the church to grow.
然后接下去呢，第十七节之后呢，它整段都一直在强调这个生命要更新呢。
So starting from verse 17 onwards, it talks about the renewal of life.
那它先强调说，绝对不能够再走回头路，像那个。跟神生命断绝关系的那种外邦人一样。
And it first warns us not to go backwards, back to the life of those who are alienated from God.
我们一定要了解什么样的作为叫做外邦人的心意的。
We must understand what is the will of the Gentiles.
所以你看这个这些人呢、啊，外邦人，他因为跟神生命隔绝了，所以他不知道属神的事情。
Because these Gentiles are separated from God, they do not know the affairs of God.
那他对这个善恶也麻木了。
And they are desensitized with regards to good and evil.
然后就反正他想做，他就去做了。
And so they conduct in whatever ways they wish.
也就是说，心中是没有神的概念的。
And they have no concept of God in their hearts.
然后现在他说，我们学了耶稣基督以后，我们觉得不能够再这样子。
So once we come to know Christ, we cannot be the same way.
我们就要变成新人，要把这个旧人脱掉，所以绝对不能再穿上旧人。
We must become a new being and shed ourselves away from the old self.
那这个旧人的私欲哦，在以弗所书里面，他特别又在第二三十一节又提出来。
And so the will of the old self have been repeated described here.
我们现在说，哎，从前行为上的旧人到底是哪一些？具体上是哪一些呢？
So what is the our old self in the old way? What does it mean to be our old self?
现在看第三十一节
，verse 31，
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
这个其实都是我们。很多人在信主以前，或者是我们生命没有更新以前，我们很自然的心理的反应，对人对事的反应。
These are many natural reactions in our heart that we may have towards other people, towards some events that we have when we are of the old body.
你看，我们有时候心里会有那种苦毒哦。
Sometimes we feel bitter.
就是那苦毒就是不会甜了哈，你就是你。碰到这个人你就很痛苦。
It means that there is no sweetness once whenever you see this person, you have bitterness.
那有时候我们自己本身就是可能是这样子。
And sometimes this is how we are.
然后恼恨，这个更普通了。
We have anger.
就是有时候人就没办法控制脾气，然后这个嘴巴就讲出话就很伤人了。
Sometimes we cannot control our temper and we speak harmful words.
然后愤怒。容易生气
，that we are quick to wrath，
然后嚷闹就是没办法安静，就是有什么，就我们说不平则鸣，就是我心里面不舒服，我就要发气，我就要声张，我就要一定要讲，没办法让自己安静下来。
And in our hearts there is no peace, no quietness. We must express ourselves.
然后在这种怒气当中所讲的话，当然就免不了会毁谤了。
And so in our anger, we speak words of blasphemy.
然后他一切的恶毒，心里面那个不好的意念就很容易在内心滋长。
and all of the malice would grow in our heart.
他说这一些都要从你们当中除掉。
So Paul says these things remove yourself from.
这是使徒他们很慎重的提醒。
And these are a very sincere and severe warning from the apostles.
因为他知道这个就是外邦人原本的生命状态。
For they know that this is the description of the lives of Gentiles.
那我们现在在主里面接了耶稣基督以后，我们就要把这个旧人都把它除掉了，不可以再把它装回来。
Now that we are in Christ, we must put away these things and put the new self on.
我们心智要改换一新呢。
We should have a new heart.
那这个心意上的更新，接下去他就告诉我们说，主耶稣基督的形象是什么。
So, in regards to renewal of the hearts, it talks about the image of Christ.
耶稣基督的形象是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
The image of Christ is the
有真理的仁义跟圣洁哈。Righteousness.
It has the righteousness.
And true holiness.
And the true holiness.
所以你看，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，因为我们今天。在耶稣基督里面成为神的儿女嘛。
So the new being is created from the image of Jesus Christ.
是因着主耶稣基督，我们再重新被生出来的。
And it is because of Christ that we are once again born.
那所以我们现在穿上新人之后，我们的生命就是更新的生命了。
And so once we put on the new body, we have renewed our life.
心智上的更新就是我们对我们自己的要求。
And a renewal of our spirit is our requirements for ourselves.
他特别提到说，我们今天听过主耶稣基督道理之后，领了他的教训以后，而且学了他的真理，我们绝对不能够再回到像旧人一样了。
So now that we have learned of the truth from Jesus Christ, we should not go back to become our old self.
所以有时候我们要看看，我们跟我们那个没有信主的同事哦，有没有不一样。
So sometimes we need to compare whether or not we are different from our co-workers.
我们邻居，我们周遭的人，那些不信主的人的做法，我们是不是跟他们越来越像，还是我们真的跟他们不一样了？
Or some neighbors we have around us who does not believe in God, are we same as them?
哦，如果我们发现我们跟其他人越来越像的话，那就是我们要真的要好好的检讨反省了。
If we find ourselves being more and more like them, then we need to re-examine ourselves.
因为那我们有可能再重新回到那个行为上的旧人去了。
Because it is possible that we have once again gone back to our old self.
所以十七节特别强调说，我在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人了。
So in verse 17, Apostle Paul says, we should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles.
那这个，所以从十七节到二十四节，你看这里他在一直在强调这个从心智上的更新，就是我们一定要有一个。一定决定说，我今天身份已经不同，我在神面前已经是神的儿女，其实身份是很尊贵的了。
So from 17 to 24, it tried to remind us that today we are no longer the same as before. We have a very honorable status. We are children of God.
你看那个，我们有时候有些信徒会看异象哦。
Sometimes some members will see visions.
看异象就是那个信徒的头上会有光圈呐。
And onon top of the member's head, it will be a halo.
就是会属神的会有一个记号，他很清楚的看出来，信徒就有那个在聚会当中看到的，那个慕道者就没有。
And those who are believers, they are sons and daughters of God, and they would have the halo, and the true seekers they would not have.
我们在那个天把教会有一个姐妹，她看到了。
In our Temple Church, there is a sister who saw this.
就是在聚会当中哦，看到那个信徒上面都有一个光圈呢。
She saw that all the members and the believers on the top of their head there is a halo.
但是很奇妙的就是那个慕道者真的在当中的慕道者就没有。
But very strangely, the true seekers among them they would not have.
那我们有一个在马来西亚沙巴有一个工人在见证。
So in Sabah in Malaysia, there is a holy worker who testified.
他有一次到，因为在等人哦，他到一个理发店里面去跟那个应该好像是理发，然后去跟这个在理发人聊天呢。
So he was at a barber shop and he was speaking with the barber.
然后这个理发师跟他说， 奇怪的，你这个怎么额头上面发光啊？
And so the barber said to him, it is strange how come your forehead shines.
就说，哎，怎么你的感觉上不一样啊？
How come you feel different?
他说没有啦，可能是因为脸上有油哈，然后有灯光一照的发亮这样。
So he said, perhaps it's a mistake. Maybe my forehead is greasy and the light reflects off of it.
但其实后来他说不是。
But later on, he said it is not because of that.
因为后来他发现教会里面其他的信徒也是一样。
Because he found out that other members of the church looked the same way.
因为这个后来这个人就后来被邀请到教会去了。
For this barber was later invited to the church.
哎，神就特别开他的眼睛啊。
And God opened his eyes.
他都看到教会里面的信徒的额头都发光。
And he saw that the members of the church, their foreheads shine.
为什么？因为是被盖印的，是属神的。
Why is that? Because they are sealed, they belong to God.
所以我们其实你看，在主耶稣基督的宝血救赎底下，我们每一个人的身份都不一样，跟外邦人都不同。
So under the salvation of Jesus' blood, all of us holds a different status apart from the Gentiles.
我们一定要了解。这个没跟神的生命隔绝的人，跟我们是不同国的、不同世界的。
We must recognize that those who are alienated from God belong to a different nation. They have no part with us.
那既然是这样子的话，那我们绝对不能够再回头跟他们一样做一样的事了。
And if this is so, then we should not turn back and conduct the same things we used to do.
如果我们心理上能够先肯定我们自己的身份。
If we can first recognize our status,
我们现在是联署在耶稣基督的身体里面的。
We are connected with the body of Christ.
耶稣基督啊，他是天上的真神。
Jesus Christ is the true God in heaven.
他现在建立了这个教会，我是真教会里面的一份子。
He now established this church, and we are a member of this church.
我们凡事要能够改变，要能够。所行的跟我们所得到的恩相称，所以我们现在看第四章的第二节。
We must change ourselves and we must be worthy of the gospel we receive. Let's read chapter 4 verse 2.
第四章二节说，凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
第三节说，要和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
这里，你看这里，他所描述的我们追求这个属灵的美德，跟外邦人他那个存希望的心所行出来的，刚好是恰恰相反的，刚好是对比的。
So we can see that these spiritual virtues that we should conduct are in opposition with the wills of the Gentiles.
你把第二节跟第三十一节把它对一下。
If you compare chapter 4 verse 2 with verse 31,
你看谦虚温柔忍耐跟爱心的宽容
lowliness, gentleness, long suffering and bearing with one another in love.
然后你看到那个外邦人是苦毒恼恨愤怒扰乱跟毁谤
and Gentiles are bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor and evil speaking with all malice.
是在当中是没有和平的
in them there is no peace.
但是我们属神的就有和平
But we who belong to God, we have peace.
我们可以能够合一
We can be united.
因为有共同的信仰，有主耶稣基督在带领我们
Because we are of the same faith, we have Jesus Christ as our leader.
所以那个就是这个属神的人应当要有的追求，这个叫做我们生活上的更新的改变，实际上的表现。
So these are the things we need to pursue. These are the things we need to show as one who is renewing and it is of Christ.
然后在第四章的第二十五节以后呢，他现在具体讲一些我们很容易回到旧的行为里面的可能会重蹈覆辙的一些盲点，他特别提出来要小心，不要去做。
And so starting from verse 25, it lists some of the blind spots we may have in going back to do what we used to do.
现在我们请看四章二十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 25.
四章二十五节说，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体的。
Verse 25, therefore putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
所以这一节说什么？说不要说谎。
So this verse tells us not to lie.
也就是说我们，他说这个谎言其实是从魔鬼撒旦来的，魔鬼是说谎言的父亲。
Lies comes from Satan. Satan is the father of lies.
那我们现在是属神的。
Now we belong to God.
他说我们现在个人要跟邻舍跟我们的这些弟兄姐妹每个人都要说实话，就是说不能够要去欺骗人，不能够存这个心意的。
And we must speak the truth with our neighbor. We cannot try to deceive anyone.
他特别提到说我们因为我们是互相为肢体的。
For we are one part of each other.
因为什么他说我们要弃绝谎言，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Why did he say that we need to put away lies for we are members of one another?
你看我们今天一个身体这个信息的传递如果是传错的话，你就身体就出毛病了。
Today, if we are passing a message throughout our body, if the message is mistaken, then there will be something wrong.
或者是传不过去你就变成老年痴呆了。
And if you cannot send the message, then you have become Alzheimer.
就是你就记忆力就丧失，你就什么东西都不对劲。
Or you have amnesia, for you have lost your memory and everything goes wrong.
你看，所以你看，我们现在这个身体的信息的传递那个一定要很真实。就是说，你脑筋里面如果传递一个错误的信息给你的手，你的手就可能就一直抖了，就没有办法控制了。
So our message. That we pass on to one another must be truthful, or else the body will not function.
但是如果传递得很好你的身体就联络得很整齐，各项的功能都发挥出来了。
If we pass the correct message, then the body will function.
他特别提到说，我们既然是互相为肢体，就要弃绝谎言。
So here it says, since we are one part of the same body, we need to put away lies.
所以，如果是在教会里面，每一个弟兄姐妹所讲的话，一定是实在，绝对不会说，我不知道那个人会不会骗我。
So all of the words that are spoken in church among the members must be truthful, so you will not fear that whether or not you are deceived.
我们一定会很有信心知道说，我们的弟兄姐妹是我跟我的作为肢体的，他一定不会。骗我，他不会把这个谎言为了要蒙蔽我。
And we will have the faith that our brothers and sisters would pass on the truth to us. They will have no reason to deceive us.
那我们也不会这样去做，我们不会去想要去欺骗别人。
And on the other hand, we will not do the same, try to deceive others.
所以现在他提醒说，一定不要说谎话了。
So here it reminds us not to lie.
第二点。
Second point.
26节说，生气却不要犯罪，不可以含怒到日落。
26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
这里要讲这个怒气的问题。
Here talks about anger.
然后这个怒气呢，不能够让它留到隔天
The anger should not last overnight.
那其实怒气本身是一种情欲的表现。
In fact, anger is a reaction of our feelings.
就是我们的 desire, 我们的 lust, 我们的 flesh.
It is a response of our desires and flesh.
你看那个怒气他说现在这个含怒到日落，就是你酝酿在你的心里面这个心里面就不高兴了。
So when we hold our angers overnight, we keep it in ourselves and we hold on to our anger.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
现在如果看雅各书第一章。
We turn to Book of James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
看第十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 15.
从十四节开始读，十四十五节。
Starting from verse 14 and 15.
十四节说，但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Verse 14, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
第五十五节说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
这个私欲怀胎，今天我们很多时候，你看是，我们是被我们自己的私欲牵引诱惑，其实就是圣经里面刚才以弗所书说，把自己交付给放纵私欲，就是把自己交付给这个自己的私欲交给他了，顺他了。
So today, oftentimes we are being tempted and deceived by our own desires. We are enticed by it to the point that we give ourselves over to them.
其实有时候是我们自己先放弃我们自己的坚持，然后顺着这个情欲之后，这个魔鬼就趁这个机会就来了。
oftentimes we forgo of our own will and own control, and Satan took the opportunity and came into us.
你看那十五节就是说，肆意怀胎就会生出罪来。
It says when desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
肆意怀胎那个，所以要从那个胎儿在母亲的腹中成长的过程里面去想。
So we need to think about it as the baby growing in the womb of a woman, of the mother.
你看，它这个是要时间酝酿，慢慢酝酿出来的。它胎儿不是一夜之间就长成就生出来。
So death does not come overnight. It takes time to grow.
那这个在慢慢酝酿当中，你看它就是在一直在累积那个能量，最后它就爆发了。
So when it is conceived, it is grabbing energy and nutrition to grow and until it will explode.
所以为什么以弗所书里面讲，含怒不可以到日落
？So Ephesians tells us not to hold our anger overnight.
因为如果到日落之后，你再把它让它继续下去，它这个私欲就越来越长大了。就像那个婴孩那个胎儿越来越大，越来越大。
Because,
只是你看不到而已哦，但是它其实越来越大。
Because when we let the sun go down on our wrath, then we keep it in ourselves, and it will continue to grow just like a conceived infant.
啊，然后，
conceived
fetus. Fetus 对，然后这个如果让它继续下去会怎么？生气就会犯罪了。
So if we allow this to go on. To continue go on, then we will sin.
也就是说，你看那个私欲怀胎就会生出罪来了。
And so that is why, when desire was conceived, it gives birth to sin.
生气要不犯罪的很难呢。
It is difficult to be angry but not sin.
因为生气之后，那个嘴巴就舌头就勒不住了。
Because once we are angry, we no longer control our tongues.
其实生气本身，这个按圣经来说，这个叫做不是从属天的智慧来的。
And according to the Bible, anger does not come from the wisdom in heaven.
其实从我们自己的私欲来的。
It comes from our own desire.
没有错，我们有时候对一些事情会不满意。
We sometimes feel something is right.
但是如果我们没有小心控制，这个时候可能就是像这个私欲怀胎，最后会生出罪，就是会。生气会犯罪的。
But if we are not watchful to control ourselves, then eventually will sin will be born.
这个有可能在家庭，也有可能在教会，也有可能在我们工作的场合任何地方。
This could be in our church, in our family, or in our workplace.
所以他是特别提到说，要小心，要控制我们的，不要含怒到日落，不要让我们的私欲怀胎，然后一直成长。
So we need to be watchful and control ourselves. Do not let our desire conceive anger overnight.
第三件事情，第二十七节说。
The third point in 27.
不可以给魔鬼留地步。
Nor give place to the evil, to the devil.
给魔鬼留地步，就是说你给他有机可乘。
To give a place for a devil means that you give him an opportunity.
魔鬼，他知道我们的弱点。
Satan knows our weakness.
魔鬼，圣经说是像火焰似的到处游行，他就在看呢。
Satan is a roaring lion, looking for the ones to devour.
他找那个可吞吃的人。
He will seek the ones that are devourable.
可吞吃的就是给他机会的人呢。
Those who are devourable are the ones who leave a footstep for.
那所以
footstool for him.
其实魔鬼不可怕。
So Satan is really not fearful.
可怕的是当我们失去信心的时候。
What is fearful is when we lose our faith.
我们就忘记我们可以有很多的方式去抵挡它。
Once we lose our faith, we forgot that there are many methods we have to stop him.
如果我们的生活上能够谨慎保守。
If in our life we are reverent and we are watchful.
其实魔鬼没有机会的。
If then, in fact, Satan has no opportunity.
所以你看雅各书第四章的第七节。
So James chapter 4 verse 7.
雅各书四章七节。
James chapter 4 verse 7.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
其实我们今天如果用真的用顺服神的信心呢，去抵挡他，魔鬼就跑了。
So truly today, if we have the faith of to submit to God, then the devil will flee.
这个魔鬼他用很多种方法。
Satan uses all kinds of methods.
在今天这个社会里面有太多可能了。
in the society today, there are too many opportunities.
所以我们每一个家庭，我们每一个个体一定都要很小心。
So each individual in the family must be watchful.
因为当我们落在魔鬼的那个网络里面呢，我们就很难挣脱出来。
For when we are ensnared by the devil, then it is difficult for us to break loose.
就好像你看那个一根毒品沾上了，你就拔不掉了。
Just like once a person is addicted to a drug, then it is hard for him to stay away.
你看那个，如果是那个老鼠，有时候去粘到那个粘老鼠的，那怎么拔也拔不掉，一直越挣扎，它越粘越紧。
So once a rat is trapped in a rat trap, then he cannot break loose.
哦，所以今天我们要小心这个魔鬼的一些作为啊。
So today we need to be watchful of the doings of devil.
那我们如果谨慎，我们就是没有可以被攻击的地方。
And when we are watchful, then there is no weakness in us.
我们个人每一个人，我们的弱点，我们要靠神把它胜过，把它补强。
And we need to rely on God to compensate for our weaknesses.
如果我们在这方面特别觉得说没办法控制的时候，我们就更需要很小心。
So if we find ourselves hard to control ourselves in particular areas, then we need to be even more watchful.
靠神，我们就能得胜。
By relying on God, we shall be victorious.
第以弗所书四章二十八节
，Ephesians chapter 4:28。
第四点，他说：“从前偷窃的，不要再偷。
Let him who stole steal no longer.
总要劳力亲手做正经事，就有可余份分给那缺少的人。
But rather let him labor, working with his hands, and what is good that he may have something to give him.” Who has need?
他说不要再拖，就是说我们的生命改变之后，我们绝对不能够再走回头路，我们绝对不能够再犯同样的错误了。
And so we should still no longer. Once our lives are renewed, we cannot commit the same mistakes.
所以今天生命的更新哦，我们心智上的装备之后，我们一定要发现自己我以前有什么错误，我现在一定要摆过来，不再重犯错误了。这个才叫做真正的更新。
So today when we have renewed our life, then we need to recognize the mistake we have in the past and no longer commit them. And that is how we renew ourselves.
第二十九节说，污秽的言语一句话都不可以出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见人得益处。
29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification.
第五点，这里谈到说我们要小心我们的嘴巴，不可以讲出污秽的话。
So the fifth point here is to be watchful of our words,
要
to speak corruption.
要讲造就人的好话，
but speak words of edification.
所以这个就是要勒住舌头。
This is to control our tongue.
雅各书第三章里面特别用很多很多不同的比喻来描述说要怎么样控制我们的舌头。
In James chapter 3, it uses various parables to elicit how we can control our tongue.
如果我们能够勒住我们的舌头，才有可能成为完全人。
Only when we can have full control over our tongue can we be a complete person.
那要这个污秽的话一句都不可出口，这是要相当的灵修的。
To have no one corrupt word coming out of our mouth, this requires much spiritual cultivation.
而且还要讲出能够让人家得造就的好话。
And furthermore, you have to speak words of edification.
那如果我们心里面没有充满神的灵跟神的话语，我们讲不出来。
If we are not full with wisdom and the word and the spirit of God, then we cannot do so.
所以这个是为什么我们要常常读圣经、祷告。
And so that is why we need to often read the Bible and pray.
我们的话真的才是对人有益处的。
Then can our words truly be edifying.
那也必然的，我们一定会小心我们的话，特别在生气的时候，不要讲出那个得罪神，或者是让人没有造就的坏话。
And then in this way, whenever we are angry, we can be watchful not to sin against God in our words.
第六个，
sixth point,
第三十节说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
6:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
圣灵他是一个我们的帮助者。
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
他是要让我们能够更完全，然后领受神的奖赏，得到进神的国。
It is for us to become perfect and to receive the inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们是一定要顺服，要听从的。
But we need to be submissive to it.
如果我们不听，那圣灵就担忧。
If we disregard the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will grieve.
有时候圣灵他要感动我们，他要引导我们做什么事。
the Holy Spirit will move us and lead us.
我们如果不顺服，我们说就把下面圣灵的感动就把圣灵压下去了。
And if we disregard it, then we have quenched the flame of the Holy Spirit.
那接下来圣灵就会一直替我们担心。
And then the Holy Spirit will grieve for us.
那神的圣灵担心，其实是神在替我们担心的哈。
So when the Holy Spirit grieves for us, it really means that God is grieving over us.
因为神知道这样下去的结果是什么。
For God knows what would happen if this continues on.
那圣灵会继续一直在提醒我们，我们绝对不能够不听圣灵的话。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to remind us we cannot put it aside.
我们已经受了他的印记，也就是说我们身上都有属神的记号。
We have received the seal of the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么我们在一些见证里面有人看到异象里面那个。属神的人，那个额头都被盖印章。
So that is why when some people when they see a vision, they will see that all the ones who belong to God, their foreheads are sealed.
我们领受圣灵是为什么
？What is the purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit?
将来在最后的审判之后，我们可以进入神的国度，领受神的奖赏。天国的基业
is for that on the judgment day we may enter into the kingdom of heaven and receive his inheritance.
这些提醒就是保罗他在主里面确实的对我们的吩咐。
And so these are all of the warnings that Apostle Paul have for us in the Lord.
我们一定要生命更新变化。
We must renew our life and change.
那活出耶稣基督的形象。
And to live out the image of Christ.
那这样子，我们在神的国度里面哦，这真的就成为这个神光明的子女。我们是从光明中生下来的人。
Then under God, we have become children of light. That we are born in the light.
我们就真的是在效法神。
And then we imitate after God.
所以第五章的第一节。
So verse chapter 5 verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children.
这个就是我们目标。他的提醒就是要我们真的能够成为神蒙慈爱的儿女。
So this is our goal. All of his warnings and reminders is so that we may be dear children of God.
所以保罗这一段话呢，希望说我们弟兄姐妹能够互相提醒，我们彼此劝勉，让每一个人都能够走在主的路上，让我们的生命都能够更新。
So may the words of Paul be of mutual encouragement for all of us that we may walk on the path of God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
441首。